Dr. Tiller didn't have to die. I'm Amy Goodman, host of Democracy Now! With my weekly Breaking the Sound Barrier podcast. George Tiller did not have to die. He was assassinated while in church in Wichita, Kansas on Sunday, targeted for legally performing abortions. His death might have been prevented simply through enforcement of existing laws. His alleged killer was seen vandalizing a Kansas City clinic, Aid for Women, both the week before and the day before the murder, putting glue into its door locks. The manager of that clinic, who calls himself Jeff Peterson to protect his identity, told me he called the FBI and local police, but the vandal, the alleged killer, Scott Roeder, was not arrested. Peterson had Roeder's first name and his license plate number. He had images of him on the security video. He recognized him from previous protests. Peterson said,
"One of my staff members came in to mow our yard. She tried to get into the building to take care of some other things and noticed that she couldn't get in front or back door. It was Monday, the 25th, Memorial Day, and I did call FBI at that time, and I also did a call-in report to the local PD about it. And it was Thursday morning sometime that I was only 15 minutes into a tape when I finally saw him getting us at 9:47 on Saturday the 23rd.
Did you tell the FBI agent Mark Colburn that you knew who he was? And did he know who he was?
Yes, because he'd done the same thing in 2000, two weekends in a row.
And what did the FBI do in 2000 when Scott superglued the locks?
He had said at that time the pictures were too fuzzy, that they probably would not be able to get a conviction on it, but he would talk to him. And after that little talk, we didn't see Scott for like 6 years.
On Saturday, May 30th, the clinic manager said Scott struck again.
Saturday, I upgraded the video equipment so I'd have better pictures. And then 11 hours later, Scott watched one of my staff members come back from a convenience store. She went into the, she had seen the car, but didn't think too much more of it, went into the our building. But through a window, she saw Scott get out of his vehicle heading towards the building. And it looked like he was going towards the back door, so she made her way through the building to get to that back door. And she arrove there at the back door just as he was starting to super glue it again. And then she was, you know, "Why are you doing this? You know, women need this service." And he kind of just was leaning up against his car, arms folded, legs crossed, and just kind of like, baby killer. Eventually, she worked her way up to the back of the vehicle, because in Kansas, you only need a back license plate. And she did manage to get most of the license plate number, but then he moved around to hide the rest of the license plate. And so she continued talking, and she jockeyed around until she got the last part of the number. And that's when she ran into the clinic and just said, got your license plate. And he just kept saying, "Baby killer." And he took off quickly after that.
Peterson called Colburn, his FBI contact, reporting the second vandalism and letting him know he had better video. Peterson said Colburn told him,
"He's pretty sure he's not going to be able to do anything because they're going to require a grand jury. And then from that, then get a warrant to proceed."
The next day, Roeder walked into Dr. Tiller's church, the Reformation Lutheran Church of Wichita, and shot Dr. Tiller dead. I called the Kansas City FBI and reached Agent Colburn. He immediately referred me to FBI spokesperson Bridget Patton. I asked her about the incidents at the Kansas City clinic and why the suspect hadn't been arrested either time. She responded,
"The FBI was notified about vandalism that occurred at the clinic located within Kansas City, Kansas. Once we were notified, we responded to that clinic, or we responded back to the notification, and that is currently an ongoing matter."
And you were notified, were you notified on Memorial Day as well as the Saturday, May 30th, before the day before Dr. Tiller was killed?
I'm unsure of the timeline of when the notifications came in, but whenever an act of vandalism occurs at an abortion clinic, we are notified of that vandalism and we respond and proceed appropriately.
And were you notified more than once in two different incidents?
Honestly, I don't have the answer to that.
Dr. Tiller's medical practice, which included performing later-term abortions, drew rage, protests, and attacks during the decades of his career. His clinic was bombed in the mid-80s. He survived an assassination attempt in 1993 when he suffered gunshot wounds to each of his arms. Bill O'Reilly on Fox News Channel demonized him as Tiller, the baby killer.
You should be very disturbed by what continues to happen in Kansas. This man, Dr. George Tiller, known as Tiller, the baby killer, is performing late-term abortions without defining the specific medical reasons why. Let's be more blunt. Tiller is executing fetuses in his Wichita clinic for $5,000, and records show he'll do it for vague medical reasons. That is, he'll kill the fetus viable outside the womb if the mother wants it dead.
Tiller was the target of a political prosecution by a former Kansas Attorney General, Phil Klein, who was acquitted just months ago on misdemeanor charges that he violated state rules on providing abortions. Scott Roeder was picked up shortly after the shooting Sunday in his Ford Taurus. On Tuesday, he was charged with first-degree murder. I asked Peterson if he thought Tiller's murder could have been prevented if the authorities had simply arrested Roeder after he vandalized the Kansas City clinic.
I don't know. You know, I didn't have the information to tie everything together.
But Dr. Susan Robinson is adamant. She flies to Wichita every month to perform abortions in Tiller's clinic. She said,
amongst people who do clinic security, it's generally regarded as the truth that if local law enforcement is less than enthusiastic or less than vigorous or less than careful about pursuing people who violate the law, that those people become more and more aggressive and more they push the envelope more and more. And I'm listening to what Mr. Peterson has to say and thinking to myself, this is a clear violation under the FACE Act. This guy repeatedly violated federal law, including he was caught violating federal law the day before Dr. Tiller was shot. And this shouldn't have been ignored.
And what did Dr. Tiller find in Wichita when he would call the authorities? Explain the level of activism. I mean, we're not talking about laying roses, but talk about what you found of grave concern, what Dr. Tiller was concerned about.
Okay, well, in the city of Wichita, it is illegal to put a sign on public property, like a yard sale sign. If you put a yard sale sign on city property, they'll pull it up and they'll fine you. So these anti-abortion protesters, and let's not call them pro-life. You know, they're not pro-life. They're anti-abortion. These anti-abortion protesters would come every morning. They had little kind of holder locations drilled in the grass, in the easement between the sidewalk and the street, which is city property. And I don't know how many, over 100, 150 or so, I would guess. And these are little receptacles where they would put crosses. And so as the patients would drive up to the clinic, they'd be faced with this forest of crosses. They would not stop them. They said the crosses are not signs, they're religious symbols. Well, I think they're religious symbols, like a cross on the lawn of a black person that you set on fire is a religious symbol. I mean, they were not being used as religious symbols. You know, a truck all the time, sometimes it would park overnight there in a no parking zone. They wouldn't do anything about it. The protesters would sometimes walk very, 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 very slowly across the driveway so that cars coming in, patients' cars coming in, would have to stop if they didn't want to hit the protester. But as long as the protester kept moving, even a half an inch at a time, that's regarded as not impeding. Well, you know, the FACE Act that we were just talking about forbids impeding cars from going in and out. And if that's not impeding, I don't know what impeding is. So nothing would be done.
Did
about
Dr.
that.
Tiller go to the authorities?
Yeah, he did. And I asked him about this, and he said to me that he had a meeting with the city attorney. He did not say when it was, and he didn't say who it was. But he said, and they said to me, we would rather be sued by George Tiller than by the anti-abortion people.
The 1994 Federal Freedom of Access to Clinic Entrances Act, known as FACE, makes it a crime to block or damage a reproductive health service facility. Enforcing FACE saves lives. George Tiller will be buried on Saturday. I'm Amy Goodman with Dennis Moynihan.